This is Aiden Marshall, production assistant for NAPT in Lincoln, Nebraska. Thanks for tuning in to this Native Sounds Artist Profile. Project assistant Tobias Grant attended the 2011 Gathering of Nations powwow in Albuquerque, New Mexico. During Gathering of Nations, Tobias spoke with hip-hop artist Lakota Jones about her music, performing at Stage 49, and her plans for this year. Lakota Jones is part Cherokee, Mohawk, and Lakota Sioux. Born in Florida and grew up all over the East Coast and Canada, she began performing at an early age, first in ballet, then writing, poetry, lyrics, and finally music. Lakota Jones won the 2009 Canadian Aboriginal Music Award for Best Rap or Hip-Hop Album and has co-written songs with various artists, including rock and roll artist Derek Miller and rock and roll band Jesus Murphy. Here is an interview from April 2011.
How did you pick up the whole R&B and lyrics and just rhyming?
Because I've always written stories, and that's kind of where it started, stories, poetry and stuff in school. And then, like, I was trying to be cool and sweet and try and tell this guy that I liked him, and he used to rap. So I tried, like, turning one of my poems into a rap song, and it turned out better than I thought. And then I was like, hey, I kind of like that, and just kept on going with it.
Is today your first appearance at Stage 49?
No, actually, we rocked Stage 49 last year. I didn't have the full band last year or the dancers. It was just me and Justify up there. So it was really nice to come back this year, hit them hard this year. So it was great. I had a great time.
Are you a solo artist or do you perform with a band regularly?
I'm a solo artist, and we're actually just, you know, started this new company and got a new record label called Elevated Records. And so we're just trying to build on what I've already worked on all these past like 10, 12 years that I've been doing this, to where now we're trying to put together the whole band and the dancers and the more musical aspect instead of just me standing up there rapping over a CD playing, you know, trying to give it more feeling and more emotion. So we're trying to do more big things. Yeah.
How did you get into writing or performing and taking your singing ability to where it is today?
First of all, I've been dancing. I did ballet and tap and all that since I was like 3. So I've always been on the stage, plays, dances, fashion shows. So it started there with being on the stage. I knew I liked it. And then once I started rhyming, and then people started finding out about me rhyming, they wanted me to do it more. And then they were like, hey, you're actually good. You know, I was surprised. I thought I was just terrible. But it turns out that I guess I'm all right. So then I just started putting the two together, put the stage and the dancing and the, and I can't really sing very well, but I can hold a note. That's what I've been told. So I try and do that a little bit just to mix it up and add flavor, you know, try and make what's going on in my mind come out in the music.
Yeah, I see a few of the other hip hop performances over the weekend, but I think yours stood out more because you had the dancing and you had the band incorporated, and it was more of something to enjoy and to see, because it's not different, but it's more instrumental and musical.
Yeah, well, because when you have a live band and you have different elements of music, it changes the whole feeling of it, because there's something that everyone can appreciate. Because there's people out there that just only appreciate live music, they're gonna listen to me more, even give me a chance more, because they appreciate a band. So they're like, well, let me see what she's doing. Or if there's people out there who just appreciate somebody who's getting up there rhyming or singing or whatever, and then so you put the two together and the dancing, it's like if we would add a graffiti artist up there, we'd add all the elements covered, you know. So yeah, that's why I try and mix it all up and do something that everyone will like, so everyone wants to watch.
So does that come from your background as a dancer and a performer? So just mix it all together?
Yeah, like, and I'm also, you know, I've been big into plays growing up. So, like, I even want to bring elements of, like, play-type situations, and then I play some instruments. So there's actually a lot of things I want to build on besides just having the band. It's great, and it feels so good having the band, so I just want to do more with it.
What were your expectations for today?
Not to be freezing. That was pretty much it. Like, I knew when I saw the temperature and I saw, okay, it's gonna be 80 yesterday, I'm like, please let it be kind of warm today. So the only thing I was hoping for was just not to freeze, but I did. So my dad always told me, you know, if you don't expect anything, then you won't be disappointed. So I expected to be warm, and I wasn't, so I was sad, but I got over it, because once I started moving around, yeah, I was warming up.
So what are you doing in New Mexico? Are you recording and getting the whole band thing together?
All I do 24/7, which is, I'm so thankful and blessed that I can do this, but I live and breathe music. I can, and I pay my bills through music, and all I do is music. So I'm either recording shooting videos, photo shoots, writing new material. And we even just recently worked on a project that was for the gathering called the Golden Opportunity with Native youth in a high school. Gave them video cameras and gift cards and asked them to film in a pay it forward type of sense. Like, what would you do if someone gave you money and a camera? All they're asking is for you to just video it. So, you know, would you pay it forward? Would you do something kind for somebody? Or would you just go to the club? Or would you go pay your bills with it? We wrote a song about the things that these youth decided to do with their money. And every single one of them gave back in some kind of way. Nobody thought, let me fix this broken light in my house. Let me pay this bill that's been overdue. They all found ways to give back with their money. So then we wrote a song about it. So projects like that just keep coming and, yeah, just stay busy with it.
Can you describe what it is like performing for a Native audience?
It's awesome. When I see a few Native people out there singing my songs, that makes me feel really good because it's like, wow, they know my songs, you know? But then also I like it because I'm up there trying to represent the best I can for them, you know, and for us, you know, because we're Native people and I want to be somebody that Native women and Native men, Native kids, whatever, can look up to, you know, and feel proud that, yeah, she's representing us properly. I'm not up there, you know, looking all scandalous or talking about, you know, degrading type things. I just try and stay on the positive tip and just be real.
What are your plans for this year?
Oh, man, I have so many plans for this year. Actually, well, my next plan coming up soon, I'm about to have this incredible photo shoot. So lucky to be working with David Dobson, who's like a world-renowned photographer. I don't know how I pulled that off, but I did, so I'm happy. And also, we're about to do my first video shoot, like real official video shoot, which should be coming in the next coming few months. So we'll get that video done. We're about to hire a publicist and really just try and push out their mainstream. So my goal would be that whenever you get in your car and turn on a mainstream radio station, you hear me. I want to bug people. I want them to be like, man, all I ever hear is Lakota Jones. Like, can I hear something different sometimes? Yes, that's one goal for sure. Yeah.
That's a big goal.
Yeah. Well, I always accomplish my goals somehow, some way. So, yeah, I just keep making new ones so I can keep climbing higher.
I hope so, because I would like to see a Native female artist take it to that level.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to do. And like I said, the goal would be to just represent properly and try and get into that mainstream area and just show people how talented Native people are, because I figure if I can get out there, then that's the avenue for other Native people to kind of come with me, beside me, behind me, however it works. But you know, I'm just trying to get us out there, and if I can squeeze in the fact of me being a female and Native and rapping and all those things are kind of what music needs right now, is like a female MC doing other things besides, you know, the way, like, okay, Nicki Minaj, she's doing a lot of things musically, but the stuff she talks about and the way she acts and how she portrays herself is kind of degrading, and a lot of females do that, you know, out there in the game. And so I'm trying to show people that, hey, I can still be sexy and confident and talk about real things in a fun way, that you're learning something, you don't even realize it, but I'm not out there naked, you know, or talking about being naked. I'm trying to represent to be a strong Native woman, because that's who I am.
Where are you performing next?
We're hoping to try and get an opportunity to perform in some of the casinos around here, you know, because they're always open to having performers, but I don't really see a lot of hip-hop or even R&B pop performers in the casinos, and I know there are fans of that type of music, so I'm trying to get in there to just kind of be regularly throughout the circuit out here and just try and get my face and my music out there.
Do you do performances at nightclubs?
I promise you, I have performed anywhere you can think of, from bookstores, like coffee shops. I'll do clubs. I've done the street and the sidewalk. I've done bus stations, wherever. Crazy. Yeah, I don't. If there's a mic or even just something loud, an echo, people around, no people around, I'll start performing. So pretty much anywhere.
That's crazy.
Anywhere, yeah. You just never know who's there enjoying it or listening or whatever, you know, so I don't care.
Is your audience more for females or for anyone?
I try and keep it wide open, you know, and I try not to be like driving force towards any, you know, male, female, older, younger, kids. I try and do something that everybody can kind of relate to in some kind of way. You know, even if I'll do a song for kids or about kids. I haven't done songs about like grannies and stuff like that, but I might mention things in my songs. You know, I got songs about daddy, songs about mommies, songs about youth, songs about just every kind of thing. So I'm just trying to touch on everything and do music in such a way so that everybody can like it, not just any certain person.
How has performing at venues like Stage 49 made your music more popular?
Well, definitely you can reach people that you might not normally reach because there's so many people from all over the world that come to the gathering. So you just never know who's out there watching or who's listening or who finds out or who sees from about it later from being around here or watching the videos from gathering. And so it's just an opportunity to network, really.
What advice can you give to the native youth who are interested in becoming a musician?
The number one thing I would probably say is just don't listen to what anybody tells you, because there's always people out there that don't understand another person's dream, and you can't expect anybody to. So like, if you have the dream of whether it's playing the guitar, the piano, or rapping, singing, whatever, you can't expect people to understand your dream and your vision. So to be waiting for somebody to be in your corner or have people on your team, you'll miss the boat. You know what I mean? If you gotta go by yourself, if you gotta walk by yourself, get there yourself, you're performing by yourself for one person, or and then two people, three people, you gotta keep doing it and not listen to anybody. Well, the negativity. I won't say not listen to anything, but the negative stuff, because there are people out there who can be supportive and wanna see people just trying new things and trying to pursue their dreams. But for the most part, other people can't see someone else's dream, so you gotta just kind of focus on it yourself. And if it feels good and feels right, then just do it.
That was Lakota Jones at the 2011 Gathering of Nations. To learn more about Lakota Jones, log on to her website at www.lakotajones.com. Jones with a Z. Or follow her on myspace.com/LakotaJones. This has been a Native Sounds podcast.